Yeah, so for the website side, we just need to go to the code plug section and swap out those PDFs, so it's real easy. You know, it's just basically anything in that SharePoint, it will put on the website. So if you take that PDF out of there, it will no longer be on the website, and then if you replace it with the one you want, then that will be on the website. So I try to make it so that it's stupid simple, but either way, yeah, if you get that to me, I'll make sure it's up there. But should you ever want to do it on your own, you can.